A-League results to come a little later as well. Now, though, time to talk some footy. We'll focus in on the Blues with midfield coach Brent Stan, who joins us on the line. Brent, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for jumping on the show. Now, we just mentioned a couple of other sports doing the rounds this morning. In the off-season, do you get involved in anything other than footy, or is it all homework to do with the AFL season?
No, it's mostly homework, but I do enjoy getting out on the golf course and having a hit. Certainly watch all different sports over this time. It is exciting time in Australian summer to watch all the different sports that are going on.
Now, how is the golf going, by the way?
Not too bad. Still, I don't really get out too often, but when I do, I make the most of it. A lot of the players now enjoy having a hit of golf, so it's a really good avenue to build relationships and have a bit of fun with them.
Who is the best golfer at the Blues, Brent?
From a playing point of view, I think Jack Nunes is probably close. We have Oscar McDonald training with us at the moment. I think he plays off one or two, so there's a few handy golfers, and they're certainly members at some nice golf courses, which is handy.
They got me covered, Brent, I tell you. Mate, I was lucky enough to get down to watch a bit of training on Friday, and Adam Sard. I did. Adam Sard and Zach Williams. They look like they'd even lifted the standard. I know training standard. I know that sounds crazy, but they look like they've made an initial impression already. Is that a fair assessment, do you think?
Yeah, it is. They've come in really with some good ideas on how we can change training up a little bit. We've set a standard here for the last couple of years that we wanted to take it with the higher intensity, and this has certainly fitted in. But as you saw, you're bringing quality players like that, and they're certainly going to lift the standard a little bit. And we're just happy that they're fitting in with the group and really taking on everything that we're saying and implementing that out on the field.
How much fighting have you had to do with the backline coach over Zach Williams, or will he be spending all the time in your group in the midfield, Brent?
No, at the moment, he's certainly spending all the time in the midfield, which I'm pretty happy about. Dale Amos and I certainly have some conversations about that, but I think I'm winning with that fight at the moment.
That's a good fight to win, I reckon, as well. So Andrew Russell spoke last week about this being the Blues' hardest preseason to date. It looks like a number of the younger players have actually built up some muscle and some strength as well. Has that been a high focus? And if so, which are the players that have stood out from that perspective?
Yeah, this group's really motivated, and I think it's a really good factor for them that even though we haven't had too much contact with them, even pre-Christmas and over Christmas, they've come back in really good shape and really fit. Andrew Russell and the fitness team have done a great job in putting the program out to them, and they've just grabbed it and run with it, and we're really excited as a football club of what we're seeing at the moment. But as we know, this is only the beginning, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of choices in your life to be able to become an elite athlete.
Now, we saw Patrick Cripps last year not quite follow on from his amazing 2019 season. I saw Andrew Russell's comments also regarding Cripps saying that they're going to build him up a little bit more rather than strip him of weight like they tried to last year. What difference do you think that'll make in his game in the midfield in 2021?
Yeah, Cripper certainly tried something a little bit different last year. He still tried to be the prominent person who he is in the midfield with his clearances, and I still think he was number one or two in the competition for centre square clearances. So we sort of lost a little bit of that around the field just because he wanted to try and trim down and improve his running, but we want to try and get him back to his strength, and that is his clearance work. And we feel, I think he's put on a couple more kilos since last year, but the most important thing is he's a very diligent athlete and wants to get better all the time. So he's trying new things, and that's the sort of environment that we're promoting in this football club. We'll give you a license to try different things, and we'll guide you in the right direction if we think things need to change. So you're going to see him back to his powerful self and hopefully dominating clearances.
For Blues fans out there as well, how's he come back after the post-season shoulder surgery?
Yeah, he's really good. He's ahead of schedule. We're being quite careful with that. As we know, he feels good and he wants to do everything, but the medicos and the fitness staff are certainly holding him back to a degree, but he's going to be right, ready to go, hopefully by our first pre-season game.
Brent, there's been a much publicised squeeze on a support staff and assistant coaches due to COVID and the cutbacks there. Has it made your job and assistant coach's job more labour intensive in a lot of ways?
A little bit. I suppose it's unfortunate that we lost some really good people in the industry because of all the cuts. But at the end of the day, as a football department, we've come together and sort of said we have to pick up the slack in certain areas. And yeah, there's a little bit more work, but you just enjoy. We're pretty fortunate we get to work in this industry and do something that you love day in, day out, spending all this time with the players. So there's certainly no qualms about that. We just get on with our job and give these players the best opportunity to succeed.
And just in terms of, you know, the COVID scenario of 2021, we're not sure what's going to happen. But have the players been, you know, well briefed by the AFL in terms of whether bubbles or potential hubs are an option in 2021?
I can't speak for the players, but certainly there is still some things up in the air on knowing what's going to happen this season. But I think to everyone's credit last year, they adapted so well and we just got on with it. And we want to provide a really good spectacle, not only for the wider community, but for our supporters in 2021. And we're going to play an exciting brand of footy, whether that's in a hub or whether that's whatever it is. These guys are just getting on with their job at the moment and preparing for a season, as the AFL have said it's going to be.
Brent, how's the reserve system going to work initially at the start of this season? Because obviously, new competition being formed, you've got the midfield group, which is, you know, pretty much the biggest at every club. How do you work with those who aren't playing senior footy? And how have you managed that at the start of this year, even though it's only a couple of weeks old?
Yeah, so it's going to be a south-eastern conference. I think they're going to play 16 or 17 games and they're going to split up into different conferences across that. The beauty of it is I'm pretty sure that when we travel interstate that those teams are going to play a curtain raiser interstate as well. So we're going to see a lot of them play football. It's just about sharing your time and making sure that we're still developing these young guys. As you mentioned before, the football department has been cut down, so there's probably not as many development coaches. So what we're providing for these players is we need to teach our older guys how to educate as well and be able to do that on the track. But it's certainly trying to split your time and just spend as much time with everyone as possible. And that's the key thing in this day and age is time is key and you got to make the most of it while you got it.
Now, Brent, we saw David Teague. I saw a few photos of him at training, just getting involved in a few of the one-on-ones. And then I remember halfway through last year, there was a bit of a chat between a few of the youngsters at Carlton that was on the website about who would win a one-on-one between our very own Daniel Harford, who normally sits in this very chair, and David Teague. And they actually thought Half might have the edge. In your opinion, having seen Half, who I'm sure has probably been at the club a few times with the women's program at the moment, who would win a one-on-one marking contest between Teague and Harford?
Well, just because Teague is my boss, I'd say Teague.
Good answer.
No, they're both very competitive animals, and it'd be a really exciting thing to watch. So we might have to see that up and get some cameras out here, and you guys can have a chat about it.
That'd be great.
We'll have to get it done before Half actually returns, otherwise he might get injured and not be back in the chair for a while, take more holidays. Brent, great to catch up with you. All the best for the Blues in 2021. Very much looking forward to the season ahead, and it'll be here before we know it. Good luck.
Thank you very much, guys.